We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shake it up. It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
Yeah. Here's what I want you to do today. I want you to go to your Apple Music or wherever you get your music from and download Red Barchetta from Rush in case you haven't listened to the words of that song for a long time. Because you're going to need to find an uncle who lives out in the woods where you can store your fossil fuel powered car in the future after they pass the motor laws. Are you hanging with me here? Are you a Rush fan? Do you recognize that reference? And why, Mark, why in the world would you bring that up? Go to cut number 10 for me, please, Tricia.
Now, cattle is very energy consuming and energy expensive. And if you project forward on what we would need to do to reduce emissions, you would want to modify Americans' diets over time. Now, some of that is happening naturally through education. I do think it's difficult to regulate diets. So what you would want to do, again, is you'd want those cattle producers to have to internalize the cost of emissions. Because if your cattle ends up
polluting a lot. I can't listen to this anymore. Just stop it. That's Andrew Yang telling you how he's going to fight climate change, right? Because of cow farts, effectively. You know what else he said yesterday? Andrew Yang said the United States may have to eliminate private car ownership to combat climate change. That's why I'm telling you, you need to find a farm out in the country somewhere where you can store your car in the garage so that the government can't come and, you know, have a mandatory buyback on your vehicle, because that's what they'll try to do, right? They'll just order a mandatory buyback, and if you won't sell it back to them, they'll kick your door in, and they'll take your car. How outraged would Americans be if somebody came to them and told them, oh, by the way, you have to sell your car back to the government because we're going to eliminate private car ownership? Does somebody feel like we're in an episode of The Twilight Zone besides me? Seriously.
No.
Could you imagine that? He's claiming by 2050, so it's 2020, so 30 years from now, the time my kids are my age, the federal government in this country is not going to allow you to own a car? How does that work exactly?
I don't think he's come up with a lot of ideas that actually he has a way to make them work.
Yeah, if you see some
kind
of these
like his
through.
Free money, and now he's taking away the cars, and I don't think that there's an answer to that because it's not possible.
Maybe by then he'll have upped your monthly income to.
Well, he's going to have to. He's going to take away my car.
Yeah, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month.
The thousand isn't going to do it.
That way you could just stay at home. You don't have to worry about getting in a car and driving to work. We could just eliminate private jobs. And everybody could work for the government from their home. You wouldn't have to commute. Be a beautiful thing.
As long as we solve climate change, Mark, whatever it takes.
Listen to this guy. What we're really selling here is not the car, it's mobility. If you have mobility, then it's tied to much more than if you had, like, for example, this constant roving fleet of electric cars, and you would just order them up, and then you could diminish the impact of ground transportation in our environment. What the hell do they smoke in California? Andrew Yang has got some synapses that are not firing somewhere. I just wanted you to be aware of the need to hide your motor car. That's all. Before the motor laws come along. Because they're coming. Just down the pike. Hey, did you see that big, beautiful wall being built on the southern border? We're going to talk to Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies coming up. Jessica Vaughn. She is with the Center for Immigration Studies. In fact, she's the Director of Policy Studies. And Jessica, it's great to have you back on the show. Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be with you again.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? I was just going over a couple of the facts of that wall that the president was bragging about. It's funny. I hadn't seen much of this in the mainstream media. The 166 miles currently under construction, and apparently we're going to get a total of 400 or 450 by 2020. None of these numbers, this is all brand new stuff.
It is. It's been going on once the president was able to direct some funding to the agencies that have been working on it, to CBP. But, you know, the Democrats would much rather talk about, you know, family separation, which is a policy that was in, you know, ended last year. But
right.
they like talking about that one better. And, you know, that's what they want to hold hearings on and get the news media to talk about. But yeah, it's good to see that, you know, and this news section in San Diego is the same section where we saw the caravan literally busting through and climbing over not too long ago. And so it's obvious why we had to get that reinforced. Those were landing mats that, you know, were left over from the Vietnam War that originally were used to construct that part of the wall. So clearly obsolete. But this is now a modern barrier that's up to the modern illegal immigration challenge. And, you know, I think they should put solar panels on it and, you know, like make these Border Patrol stations, you know, environmentally sustainable or something.
Yeah, it's a great, yeah, put some solar panels on there and use it to power the lights. And I think that's fantastic. You know, here's another story that is going to make the folks left of center lose their minds today. The story's out that the Interior Department has approved a transfer of about 560 acres to the U.S. Army so they can build 70 more miles of border wall in parts of New Mexico, California, and Arizona. So, you know, again, one department helping out another, all in the name of border security. I think it's great.
It is great. That's, you know, it's U.S. government land. Taxpayers already own that land. Let's use it to keep our entire country more safe because, you know, yeah, as you know, illegal immigration affects the entire country, not just the border region. And this is an appropriate, it's obviously better to use land that we already have rather than get, you know, because any other attempts to use eminent domain are going to be held up in court. We know that.
Sure.
And this will be new barriers in new places that will help stymie the cartels, who are very nimble in operating these smuggling rings that bring people in.
Yeah, Jessica Vaughn, my guest from the Center for Immigration Studies. Now, the United States Senate is getting ready to vote on a green card bill that would grant some new freedom to big companies, and there's some concern here for American job seekers, correct?
Correct, and there should be concern, more concern than I'm seeing out of our U.S. senators. They're getting ready to vote today, reportedly, on a plan that would fast-track green cards for people who have come over on contract work visas, mainly in the technology sector.
Okay.
And have literally replaced hundreds of thousands of American workers who were doing these jobs before. And there is a feature in our immigration law that limits the number of those each year that can go to any citizens of any one country. And as a favor to big tech, these senators are ready to pass yet another change to our law that would reward this whole business model of bringing in cheap contract workers to replace American workers and then fast-tracking green cards for them. And in, you know, the losers in this are not only U.S. workers who've lost their jobs, but also other employers who want to have access to a global pool of talent and bring in, you know, maybe onesies and twosies of truly skilled workers doing things, you know, that are unique and specialized and very highly skilled. They're not going to be able to get green cards for those workers that we want, the most meritorious applicants, because those people are going to have to get in line behind at least 300,000 Indian contract workers who've come in at the behest of these outsourcing companies. And it just shouldn't happen. We should not be rewarding this business model. We should be shutting it down.
Yeah.
And they're not. Instead, they're going the way of the special interest lobbyists instead of what is in our national interest. And they're not doing anything to give American workers relief from these abused immigration programs.
Well, the bill is called, of all things, Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act. So pay attention to it, folks. There's a similar House bill. Call your senator today and tell him that you've got issues with this and you do not want this to be passed. Let him know how you feel. Jessica, I'm out of time.
All we need is one senator.
Just need to switch one senator. Yeah, that's good. Are there any from Missouri? Do we know by name how they're voting on this?
Well, Senator Hawley has always been good on immigration, so give him a try.
Yeah, good. Good. All right. Good advice. Jessica Vaughn, we appreciate your time, and we'll direct people to the website there at cis.org. Thank you.
I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
All right. Next, coming up on the 26th, so on a Thursday night in about 2 weeks, you can attend the Whiskey, Wine, and Dine with us, but you're going to have to go online to get your tickets because you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. Limited space in the venue.
Not 2 weeks, next week.
Next week.
Yeah,
did
yeah,
I say
Thursday.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already next the 20th, Thursday. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
we're
only
like six
days
away.
Days away.
Yeah.
Where's
Snag
this
em.
Month gone?
It's going by way too fast.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I mean, I wanted the summer to kind of go by fast, but now I'm like, okay, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my
slow
apologies.
Down,
yeah.
Fall. Well, I guess we're not technically in fall yet.
But no, we're not. But next Thursday, then, is the night. Whiskey, Wine, and Dine. I'll be there. Glover will be there. So a lot of folks from 97.1 are going to be there. It's just we're just going to mingle, right? There's a VIP opportunity if you want to get there early from like 5 to 6. The doors open at 5:30, and it's just going to be... It's going to be a great time. We had a great time last time. The place was packed. The food was great. Mm-hmm. The whiskey was great. They make these really great Manhattans at the Rack House over there in St. Charles. So get online and get your tickets, and it should be a good time. So we're looking forward to that. Maybe you could go have a cocktail in Area 51 this weekend. Do you think people are going to do that? This is the weekend, right?
It's the weekend.
This is the weekend.
The summer has led up to this weekend.
I have this vision in my head of that scene from Independence Day where the guys in the guard shack at Area 51 look out into the desert and they just see a line of smoke coming at them, and then it's all those RVs and campers driving toward the gate. That's kind of what they're facing this weekend, isn't it?
Yep. And
I love
a music festival and... Yeah.
Party at Area 51.
Yeah, and I guess Bud Light's having some kind of show in like Vegas based off of Area 51. And then Arby's is doing, they like rolled out some food trucks to Area 51 with a bunch of like pop-up foods, like some kind of alien shake and some kind of sandwich that has to do with aliens. I don't know.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to take advantage of it because you know that any excuse for a party. That's why most of the people that are going to be going there are going, right?
Yes.
And then there are a couple who've decided that they're going to make a name for themselves by getting arrested by driving down to that base and trying to breach the fence because they want to make headlines. So that'll happen this weekend. Just mark my words.
I hope they don't die because you can't like break into government facilities, right? So you got to be careful.
But unless you're armed, they're probably not going to shoot you, right? Mm-hmm. Probably. Probably.
Never tried.
Unless they use the tractor beam from one of those UFOs that they've got down there and they kind of, you know, grab you and then move you into prison with it.
Maybe.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just push the button on the force field and then you can't get anywhere near Area 51 to begin with.
Hmm.
I think it's probably got a cloaking device that where you can't even tell Area 51 is there because of the cloaking device. It's all this alien technology. I mean, we've harvested it all from the ship that crash landed there back in the 1950s.
Huge government cover up.
Seriously. Then where do you think our stealth technology came from? Came from Area 51. You know that, right?
We can all trace it back to Area 51.
Everything happened because of her. Donald Trump might have been born in Area 51. Do you realize that?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Some people probably believe that.
Mm-hmm. No, what I think is going to happen is it's going to be a bunch of really high teens and 20-somethings drinking Galaxy milkshakes.
And White Claw.
Mm-hmm. And eating redacted on rye sandwiches.
Eating what?
Redacted on rye sandwiches. That's an Arby's sandwich they're rolling out there.
Redacted on? I never heard of it.
I mean, how do you order that?
It's new for the Arby's.
Is there a shortened version of that sandwich? Because I'm not calling it that.
R on R S R O R. I don't know. No.
That's weird.
The milkshake looks pretty.
Oh, it does look pretty.
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah. It's kind of like the unicorn Starbucks drink or whatever that was. All the bright pink and purpley colors.
I think it was unicorn. It was called like unicorn something. You into this?
No.
He's going to try the Galaxy.
Well, I didn't have time to get out there this weekend. If I could be there, I'd really be into it but I think their odds of breaching the facility. Yeah, their odds of breaching the facility are slim.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
Can we clear our schedules and go? This seems like something we should be covering, right? On the ground?
Yeah. Can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it. I think it's fascinating that people are going to show up, but I also, there's like one hotel and one restaurant like on the outskirts of this. And
they've been sold out for months.
They're freaking out. Mm-hmm. But they don't know what they're going to do if 10,000 people show up, and it could be more than that. Who knows?
Literally 2.1 million said they were going to be out there. Yes.
You know, that according to the Facebook.
No, that's how many people said they were going. Other people, like another 1.something million, said they were interested. Do I believe that all those people are going? No. But that's how many people committed to going on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are they going to go to the bathroom? So these are the things I worry about. Where will, if even 10,000 show up, not a million, if 10,000 show up,
that's
and there's one
an
hotel
issue.
And one restaurant, where are they going to go to the bathroom? The desert? I guess it's the desert.
Yeah, I'm picturing a really trippy, like extra trippy Woodstock type vibe out there.
I guess.
I'm just picturing a litter box.
Ew. Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Maybe we shouldn't go. We'll just wait for the videos.
Home. Yeah, I'll pass.
I bet Andrew Yang's going to be there. Don't you think?
Passing out $1,000?
Yeah, and Trump didn't come from Area 51. This guy did.
Yeah, Yang or Marianne Williamson, one of the two.
Yeah.
She could be out there. Yesterday, she called for a revolution to confront capitalism. Go ahead and play it.
Moral, ethical considerations, that's not our job. Mm-hmm. Our job is short-term profit for the shareholders. With complete blinders on, don't talk to me about any other stakeholders. That is a virulent form of capitalism.
But it is the one that makes people a lot of money in this world.
Well, a very small group amount of people are made money by that, and a very large, massive group of people suffer because of that. And that's why we need a revolution in our times.
Wow. I wonder, I mean, I know Marianne Williamson clearly has made some cash through the years consulting with these Hollywood types. Clearly she's made some income doing that. I wonder if she's ever held like a paying job, like an hourly job where she drew a salary. I just don't know anything about her.
No, I don't
know.
Did
she do that working for private individuals who were homeless, who lived on the streets? No. Marianne Williamson worked for somebody who made enough profit in our capitalist system that she could afford to employ somebody else. He or she could afford to employ Marianne Williamson. These socialists who want to change our system, the Elizabeth Warrens, who all they talk about is these greedy corporations, this greedy corporations, that. I saw somebody with the... we're connected to the GM strike, commenting on it the other day, yesterday, the fact that they weren't asking for much and they just wanted a fair wage. And, you know, the same words that you hear all the time when it comes to those issues. Comparing the salary of the CEO of General Motors and how much money that individual made last year to the average hourly worker. I mean, most of these CEOs didn't start their career making $60 million a year or however much it is they make.
Right.
They started off, they went to college like everybody else, mm-hmm. or went to wherever they started off, they worked their way up to that. I mean, why be envious of that? It's a corporation where a board of directors gets to decide who gets compensated what for the amount of input and value they bring to the company. And to take Marianne Williamson's point of view on that, you have to really hate the system that has allowed people to succeed in America. I will never understand that in my life.
These people work hard.
Well, I'm sure the GM workers work hard. That could be, but you know what? If you work on if you make widgets and they can train somebody else to make that same widget, they're only going to pay you X amount of dollars because mm-hmm. you don't have a rare skill set. The CEO of GM has honed a pretty specific skill set that allows that individual to hold that job. You may not agree with what they're being paid, but does somebody who throws a baseball deserve $30 million a year? I don't know. It's a pretty rare skill set, right?
It is.
Only a few people can do it. That's why he demands that kind of money. And people go watch him. All right. We'll get to a break here. We've got Annie Fry coming up about 7:10. Mark Walters at 7:35. Of course, he's spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll talk about the AR-15 issue when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.